Moncrief on News Talk.
Frank McCarthy is a visual artist, but also works with youth groups in and around Limerick. And when he was working with some traveller kids, all of whom expressed a love of boxing, Frank had the idea of combining his interest with theirs. It's called paint punching. Afternoon, Frank.
Oh boy, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. So could you describe for us what paint punching, how it works?
Well, I suppose you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, it's essentially just bridging the gap between the art world and the boxing world. And I suppose if you mixed Tyson Fury with Jackson Pollock, that's exactly what the paint punch is, you know? And just with young people and just getting them out and about, I suppose, is the most important thing. I suppose you were talking there about, you know, phones and technology and stuff. And I think, I think they've kind of overtaken us in many ways. And especially for young people these days, they don't have many outlets that they can kind of get within a group and work on something together and just kind of be there and kind of, I suppose, the process as well is really engaging because it's kind of instantaneous, you know, and it's less about results and it's more about the process and just having the crack.
Yeah. And so the actual mechanics of it, though, do you kind of, I assume you put them into some sort of smock or something, and because I imagine paint goes everywhere when they're doing this.
No, so we have them in kind of like hazmat suits, and and we have protective gear and stuff, and stuff for their shoes. And yeah, there's been groups that have kicked the boards also. Like we've had kickboxers, we've had all sorts, and the hazmat suits are kind of cool. They're yellow and then blue. Kind of looks like the Bruce Lee outfit from Game of Death. So it's kind of, it's cool. It's essentially martial arts, I suppose.
And the boxing gloves, are they just normal boxing gloves, or do you have to get ones that are maybe a bit more absorbent for the paint?
No, just regular boxing gloves. 12 ounce, 14 ounce boxing gloves. And we have the wraps on our hands also, protective measures and stuff. And then art is made, you know. And all the stuff is brilliant. We've had an exhibition of all the works and the response has been amazing, you know. And it all started from a group of young participants in a primary school in Abbeyfield, St. Mary's, primary school. And the students there and the staff are all amazing. And it started as a kind of a pilot program there through a music workshop, because my background as well outside of visual art is music and hip-hop. I suppose I was trained through the Cabin Studio in Cork, and they've blown up this year as well. They're kind of longlisted for 2 Grammys. So it's kind of the year of the young people and their voice, which I'm delighted about, you know. And it's a testament to the work also of Gary McCarthy in the Cabin. Gary trained me and so many others. And it's all from the same tree, just a different branch, you know.
Yeah. And the when they're finished, then the works, do they get to keep them, or are you kind of displaying them around the place?
It's complete ownership. Each student owns their work. And even with the exhibition, none of the work was on sale or anything like that. It went back to all of the rightful owners of the pieces, all the participants. At each point in all the workshops, it's complete ownership. And it's their authentic piece of work and property, you know.
Is it a canvas? So somebody has already texted in wondering, like, would a canvas stand up to the boxing, or do you have to have something that's a bit harder?
It'd be a bit more durable now. Like we typically use light sheets of plywood and stuff like that. And I suppose in terms of canvas also, you don't necessarily have to stretch the canvas. You can wrap the canvas around a boxing bag and then stretch it afterwards. And there's different mechanics. And then you don't necessarily have to touch it either. We do shadow boxing, and you can kind of dip and flick from afar. And Yeah, and like for us, let's just say kids who, there's been kids at the workshops who aren't necessarily like able-bodied and stuff. So we have like little bazookas, and they can throw paint balloons, or they can splash paint from afar and stuff. And then we've had participants who have lost a limb and stuff, and that's been their opportunity or introduction back into boxing and stuff. It's been amazing. The response has been amazing, and the work from each and every one of the participants from everywhere, from Limerick to Galway, has been fantastic.
And the kids themselves, Frank, what do they get out of it, do you think?
Oh, like a lot of the kids, you know, I've seen from the participants themselves, and even parents and workers who've gotten involved, you know, that really come out of themselves by the end of the workshops. And I've seen parents who might be a bit like, you know, standoffish at the beginning of a workshop really soften, and like it becomes this massive collaboration. And I've seen kids then go on and just pick up a paintbrush and paint individual pieces afterwards and stuff. It's kind of like a kind of an introduction, and breaks down that barrier of like, I can't draw, or I can't make art, or I can't because it doesn't look real if I try. You know, there's all these like silly barriers that I think as we grow, I don't know, they get in our heads, and they almost become gospel. But like, literally, it's innate. Like, every kid is an artist. Every kid's a scientist. Every kid's an explorer. You know, like, kids are amazing. They just do things naturally. And I think as we grow older, we get we get a bit boring, and we put these kind of rules in our head and stuff like that. And it's just not the way, you know.
And we spend all our time just complaining about customer service lines. Frank, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the artist and paint punch facilitator, Frank McCarthy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.